Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me this week on the SOS Podcast. I'm your host, Cece. I hope you're all doing well. Today, I want to talk about something I've been thinking about because life just gets to be a lot sometimes, pretty busy, pretty hectic, and it's really easy to lose focus of some really simple truths that God tells us through His Word and shows us through how He acts with us and what He does for us. It's easy to forget these things and get overwhelmed by life. Sometimes when we face certain challenges, it takes someone else looking from the outside in to point out to us some of these truths that we really should be able to just recall and rely on that can help us get through those things we think are huge, but that are really pretty small in the grand scheme of things. I was looking for a song this week, and I downloaded this old school gospel album, and there's one song that stood out to me that's actually a pretty basic Christian song, and it got me thinking about, you know, what are these basic tenets of Christianity? What are these seemingly small promises that God makes to us that are actually pretty big promises? They're really foundational to our faith, foundational to our relationships with God. Those things that keep us heading in the right direction, no matter how crazy things get. So the song that I found is Jesus Loves Me. That's a song that you learn. I mean, I didn't grow up in the church. I grew up a Jehovah's Witness, so I didn't learn that song as a child. But I know if you grew up in the church, a lot of times, Sunday school, vacation Bible school, that's kind of a kiddie song. It's what you teach the kids. It's an easy song to learn, and it's something you want them to know from the beginning, is that God loves them. You want the kids to know that there's no doubt that their Father in heaven, that their Lord, their Savior, that the Holy Spirit of God loves them unconditionally. But how many times as adults do we start to see little seeds of doubt get planted because of this, that, or whatever? How many times do we ask ourselves, you know what? This is happening in my life, or this prayer is not getting answered. I wonder if God actually loves me. You know, sometimes it's the enemy who comes in right at the precise moment he knows it's a good time to plant a seed of doubt. And he might whisper in your ear, would a loving God really allow that? Or would a loving God really stay so quiet when you're asking for something you really need? And it seems so simple. It seems like the most simple confession, the easiest thing to just say out loud, God loves me. I know God loves me. That's not at issue. Maybe I'm struggling. Maybe I'm going through a hard time. Maybe I have questions. But even if I have questions about a lot of things, I don't have a question about whether God loves me. Another simple truth that we sometimes forget is that each one of us was made purposely. God said, I'm going to make you specifically. I'm not just going to create billions and billions of random people over time in some kind of assembly line. But I'm going to, by hand, individually, make you the way you are for very specific reasons. None of us are just cookie cutter people. Yes, we carry a lot of his characteristics through Jesus Christ and salvation. We actually have him dwelling inside of us. But we're all individuals. God makes us this very specific way for a reason. None of it's a waste. There isn't any time that God ever spent thinking about you and your life and what he's going to do with it that is a waste. None of it's a waste. Every effort he put into knitting you together in your mother's womb, that all is for a great purpose. We need to remember that. Nobody's just a random person wandering around the world. No one's an afterthought. No one's an accident. God made us all for a reason. Not only that, we're never alone. Sometimes we feel loneliness. Sometimes we desire companionship. I think even people who walk around the world saying that they really don't like people and they prefer to be alone, I think at the root of it, at the heart of that kind of attitude, is that they just don't know how to maybe manage relationships. But if they could, they really would crave companionship. Nobody wants to be alone. Everybody wants to know that there's someone there that they can turn to, that they can rely on. They want to know that there's someone there who loves them and who's willing to accept their love. And the good thing is that God promises that we are not alone. He says, I will never leave you or forsake you. And for those who have not accepted his son, Jesus Christ, he's there waiting. He's just waiting for them to say, I believe your son died for my sins and I want to accept him. Our God is a God of relationship. He loves us and made us purposely for specific reasons. There's a plan for each one of our lives, and he wants to carry out that plan with us. It's not for us to do alone. It's not for us to do just with our brothers and sisters, but it's for us to do with our Heavenly Father as well. He is the God of relationship, the God of companionship. When we have him, we always have him. He resides within us. I can go nowhere where God isn't right with me. And that's important to understand and to accept and to be reminded of, especially when life gets painful. But you know, there's another promise, and we hear it a lot outside of biblical context or spiritual context. You know, there's a common phrase, this too shall pass. But the truth is that that's true. Like, this too shall pass. We live in a really imperfect world. There's all kinds of stuff going on that shouldn't be going on. There's a lot of pain that we will have to endure that was never intended. There's sickness. There's heartache. There's trouble. The world brings all this stuff. That's fine. You want to know why? Because the scriptures tell us that Jesus Christ has overcome the world. No matter what comes our way, it's going to pass. There's going to be a day when it's gone. God will make everything right. The promise that today's pain will one day pass is really wrapped up in a greater promise, which is that this world isn't all there is. There is a perfect eternity awaiting those who put their trust in the Lord. There will be a place with no worry, no anxiety, no fear, no hunger, no tiredness. Imagine never feeling sadness again. Imagine never missing someone again. Imagine being fulfilled always, perfectly and fully, forever. That is the future that awaits us. The complete opposite of what we experience in this world. What we have now, which is just a shadow of living. This is not life. Life is waiting for us. It will come. God's promise is that there is a great future ahead. No matter what the present looks like, no matter what the past was, there is a perfect future awaiting those who put their trust in the Lord. So when we hear a song like Jesus Loves Me, and we think to ourselves, oh, that's cute, cute little kitty song, that is a very powerful truth. That's a song that should be echoing in our hearts always, on the tips of our tongues always, when we are in the darkest depths of what we experience here, whether it's pain, whether it's sorrow, whether it's lack of fulfillment. No matter what, that is a fundamental truth, along with these others, that can carry us through if we simply take the time to stop, remember, and just confess. God loves us. He made us on purpose, with specific plans in mind, each one of us individuals for a reason. We're never alone. He's always with us. No matter how dark the day gets, it will pass. There is a perfect eternity in his light awaiting us. Father, thank you for the promises that you give us. Thank you, Lord, for the simple truths that actually carry so much meaning and are so powerful if we simply confess them. Father, we believe that what your word says is true. Father, we trust that you will fulfill every promise you've ever made to us. We love you, and we can't wait to see you face to face. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Good day, and God bless. Soul.